1 Timothy chapter 5, the first thing he tells Timothy is to not rebuke. Now, the word rebuke there is an interesting Greek term because it's only used one time. It's actually an archaic form of a Greek word. And all the other times in the Bible where Paul uses the word rebuke, he's talking about correction. In this particular word in the Greek, it actually means to chastise harshly. He says, do not chastise harshly or come at somebody with like real quick. No, what he says is do not rebuke them harshly, but exhort him. What he's saying is then that you've got to encourage your brother, encourage the person who's not doing what they're supposed to be doing, that maybe they stepped out of line, maybe they said the wrong thing, maybe they've come at you with an accusation, because that's actually what he's, the context of all this. Timothy, remember, he's just a young man. And when he takes on this church, there's a lot of stuff that he's having to deal with. And Paul is telling him, listen, what you've got to understand is that you're not the solution to their problem. Now, you will be the agent that God uses to bring the resolution. So don't rebuke them harshly. Rather, you're there to encourage them to seek God's direction, to seek God's face. So in purity of heart, make sure that you're not bringing your agenda to the issue.
You've just listened to A Bridge Moment with Pastor Elliot Alisea of Bridge of Life Church. We welcome you to join us Sunday mornings at 10:15 at our new facilities located at 96 Masters Drive in St. Augustine. You can also visit us on the web at www.mybridgeoflife.com. That's www.mybridgeoflife.com, or on social media at My Bridge of Life. We hope to see you soon.